EBEX.com.
Tonight, hey everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a happy Halloween. Did you get any trick-or-treaters? So many of the kids now in those sterile environments because of the nasty people over the years who have planted things like razor blades and apples and whatnots. They have them in church parking lots with the trunks open where the kids go around the different trunks and get the candy. Or sometimes in a mall, they'll have stores, and the kids go through that way. Or just in a neighborhood, they have a block party. I have to believe there are some people that can still roam the streets and go through their neighborhood and knock on doors and scream, trick or treat. I had a bunch of those people that came to the door, and I dressed up, I'll have you know, as home security. Yep, I was home security. I had a fake little gun. I had two hounds growl and bark. Mahalo, my golden retriever, was Bark. I think he scared some of the kids. So I eventually had to resort to putting a bowl of candy on the porch and then the kids picking up the candy as they came up and showed me their costumes. It was pretty fun. Now, sadly, there were a lot of people who couldn't trick-or-treat, and the reason why is because they were in the dark. Yep. That freak snowstorm caused a lot of problems in the Northeast, in Connecticut especially, also in parts of New Jersey, northern New Jersey and Massachusetts, parts of New York, same thing. This storm, after all, was all the way from West Virginia through parts of Maine, and it just depended on where you were. Did you get black ice? Did you get 30 inches of snow? Did you get a couple inches of snow? Did you get the blackouts? And certainly, the blackout was the big story. 1.6 million, something like that, households without any power. And they were worried that some people were going to still try to trick-or-treat because it would be pitch dark. Well, see, the problem with that is if you're trying to go to the houses, who's going to be there to answer the door because they're not going to be there? Or they're going to be in the back somewhere huddled with all their blankets and a fire because they've got to try to keep warm, or they're at a hotel. If they could get the hotel room, all the hotels in central Connecticut were booked up. A lot of the hotels would be booked up because there's no power. So, of course, what are you going to do? Here's a Connecticut woman talking about how tough it is without that good old electricity.
No heat, no food, no power. And it's October.
Exactly. October. Who knew Mother Nature could be so cruel so early? When it comes to deeper in November and, of course, the winter months, you're expecting there's a chance of a nor'easter. When your weather guy with the great hairdo and the big smile tells you, it's probably going to be dusting. Crazy, some early stuff, but nothing to worry about. And a lot of the weather people said that. He can't pin it all on them because they don't have the ultimate direct line to Mother Nature. But in reading the charts, I don't think they realized just how much of a punch this was going to wallop in some of these areas. And it certainly did. It affected a lot of flights. Flights were jammed up around the country because, remember, flights coming in and out, leaving Boston, leaving New Hampshire, Mansfield Airport there, leaving even the New York airports. They had big problems in New York. They had the JetBlue folks had 17 planes that had to be diverted to Hartford, Connecticut, and four of them had awful wait times, 9 hours. I think one was 9.5. So no food, no way to get off the plane, no bathroom to use, nothing to drink. Not a great situation. And it's not necessarily a surprise that the Department of Transportation is looking into why were these passengers stranded. Didn't we already deal with this? Yes, we know there are things that are out of everybody's control, but how did this happen again with that many flights diverted? And for the Hartford Airport, I mean, they had to be unprepared for that many planes to come in and to try to accommodate whoever they could. But it still goes back to that same thing. We have no way to get people to the gate. There's no way we can get them to the gate. Was it a blizzard? That's the problem. Because when you're sitting there in the plane, you're looking out the window, you're on the tarmac, and you see, oh, so close, that terminal. You know you could make it to that bathroom. Oh, and the kid, two rows in front of you, is screaming. And you are desperate to get off that plane. And you're not the only one. And nothing happens. Always the biggest problem. So let's see what they come up with this time. The passengers had the airfare comped, of course, with another round trip and a voucher. But it doesn't do much for you when you're stuck in this situation. It doesn't really calm your fears and calm your anxiety over looking out a window and realizing just how close you are to getting off a plane. And I really can't blame anyone. I'm pretty even-tempered, but if I'm sitting there, think of it. Anyone listening to me, just put yourself you're common sense people, right? A lot of you that call are common sense people, or you're striving to be. And you're in that situation. You're not trying to blame anyone. You're not trying to take it out on the stewardess. What can she do or he do? What can they do? What can the flight attendants do, in other words? But you don't understand why there isn't a way to get you there. I mean, okay, so if you have to wait a little bit, that's okay. But how long do you have to wait? Why are you waiting that long? It's not an hour and a half. It's not 2 hours. It's not 3 hours. It's 9 hours. 9 hours. So tow trucks are tied up. There's not a way to tow the plane in. There's got to be an explanation. There's got to be a decent explanation for this. And darn if I can't find one. Can't seem to find one anywhere. I realize in emergency situations, unexpected things happen. Yeah, you're not necessarily going to be as prepared. Especially you're not thinking that snowstorm is going to affect you that way. But isn't that always the problem? It's like what we see happen in Washington. Why isn't anybody ever thinking beyond today? Why aren't they looking at all sides of the deficit, the budget problems, spending cuts, what we have to do, health care, you know, name an issue, immigration, problems with illegal immigration. You see it coming down the road. Why aren't you trying to head it off? So in this case, maybe it was just that people really didn't think, because they were paying attention to the weather reports, that it was really going to be that bad in the Northeast, and they weren't thinking about flights having to be diverted. We come back on the flip side. The big news out of D.C. is Herman Cain. Will they bring him down because of sexual harassment? Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Herman Cain is certainly gathering a lot of support. Even Dick Armey said the other day that the Tea Party likes Cain. That's what we're talking about here as we mix it up on the politics of the moment here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. So here's the scoop. Herman Cain really stole a lot of the headlines over the weekend, some of them negative, some of them positive. The gist is this, is he's being accused of sexual harassment from the past and buying off the two women when he worked as the head of a lobbying group for the restaurant business that had started to have some power because he revamped it. And the two women, one of them apparently was fired and then came back and called for sexual harassment claims. Herman Cain said it's ridiculous, it's baseless, so there isn't any kind of skeletons in my closet when it comes to that sort of thing. I've never sexually harassed anybody. He had some friends that stuck up for him, like Donald Trump said the allegations are unfair. Rush Limbaugh on his radio show ripped for a while the accusations, calling it gutter partisan politics. That would be what you would take out of Limbaugh's show on the day. And he says, I don't barely recall any of this, and there was no giant payoff. And I think it's a question of, are more things going to come up from this Politico that has anonymous sources? So what are the exact details of the Cain story? Because, you know, ultimately that's it. You have to have the juice. You can throw it out there and it's sizzling and titillating some people, but you have to be able to nail it shut. I mean, you have to be able to come up with the goods. And so far no one's been able to do that. It made me think of immediately Clarence Thomas and what happened with him. Remember him going through that process? And Anita Dunn, remember that? Remember when she testified and how a lot of people thought that was going to be it and that was going to bring down his nomination, and of course it didn't. I'm just going to give you a couple of the details that I know from things that now are starting to come out. It was there was one woman who accused him of improper conduct. She said it happened on a Chicago business trip for the National Restaurant Association. He was the guy who headed it at the time. The woman worked for the restaurant group. She worked for the Political Action Committee. She said when they were at the show, she was talking with different staff people about it. She had a private conversation, that kind of thing. And he said he was unaware that she had made any kind of a harassment claim against him. The second woman was a writer in the restaurant's communications department, the restaurant group, association, whatever, and he doesn't even remember her name, only that, you know, that she was in his office one time or, you know, whatever. So he's out there, Herman Cain's out there talking to people about it. He's been on four or five shows, national shows, Greta Van Susteren, he was on her show, and he was on Judy Woodruff's show for PBS, and some others, too. Both women were, they say, Politico says, were given five-figure sums if they quit and agreed not to talk about their claim. So what does that mean? We'll see. I said this before. Does it stick or does it just go away? Kind of like the snow. Does it drift away or is this the kind of stuff that sticks? Don in Wyoming, you get the first crack. Hey, Don.
Hey, Kate. How are you tonight? Happy, why do they always say happy Halloween? I mean, you're getting the crap spooked out of you or something like that. Happy?
Some people like to be scared. Boo! Yes.
Well, you know what they call them in Spanish. It's Dia de los Brujas. The Day of the Witches.
Day of the Dead. Day of the Dead, too.
Yeah. Well, Day of the Dead's the Dia de Recuerdos. That's what Memorial Day is. So, but anyway, though, hey, I wanted to apologize for being so stupid and grumpy last night. I don't take butt whippings that bad very well, so.
It was a boring game.
Well, I mean, 21 zip after that. I mean, it's just like you just picked Dallas apart in three drives and the game was over after the fourth quarter.
It wasn't a game. I mean, it's no fun to gloat. It wasn't a game. You're right.
Anyway, though, we'll see what happens when they go to Dallas in a few weeks, but, what are we going to tell you? Isn't there a statute of limitations on this crap? I mean, we had to hear about this when Clinton was running for president, of all these women in the past and everything, and, you know, is it just because he's running for president now it's got to come up again? And I mean, I remember when Clarence Thomas, I'm glad you brought that out. Remember, I think her name wasn't it Anita Hill?
Anita Hill. Yeah. I said done. Anita Hill, yeah.
This is my grandma, and she had to bring her whole family in front of Congress, you know. This is my little nephew, and that was her 15 minutes of fame or whatever, 15 seconds, whatever you call it.
Right.
You know, and it's like, okay, this stuff happened, you know, and it was settled. I mean, you know, these women took a payoff, you know, to maybe, you know, if that's what happened, you know, and this stuff happened. It was back in the 90s, wasn't it, or something like that, a long before he even got into
politics?
It
was back in the mid-90s. That's when he was running that group. When he was running that lobbyist group, when that happened, when supposedly it happened, yeah. But here's the thing. See, turnabout's fair play. This happens with the Democrats too. So it's what you have to decide. Is it a hunt to try to bring him down? And the answer is, Don, you know this. Of course it is. There's people that are probably Republicans that don't want to see him there. There's Democrats that don't want to see him there. And there's other people that just don't want to see Herman Cain there. So they're going to go after him. They're going to dig up everything they can. Politics is dirty. There's people that are paid just to look up crap, exaggerate it, find something, anything, whatever. Sometimes it's true, and sometimes it's not really true at all, and it's exaggerated.
And this is where all those millions of dollars that they raised those two.
Absolutely. You got it. Isn't that the sad thing? Somebody's getting paid some pretty big bucks to pull out these stories. I guarantee it. Absolutely. That's how the Anita Hill thing happened. I mean, that's how they dug her up.
We've got an economy going bust, and all these other social things that you brought up, you know. And by the way, Kate, I mean, my gosh, I know you're not having a Halloween party, but gee, when you start listing all the problems of the American economy, I mean, American you know, American Life or whatever. What are you, a way of life. I mean, my gosh, it sounds like a Halloween story or something. You know?
A tale too sad to be true, isn't it? And there's a good point. What are we talking about? How much money is being spent by organizations who raise money in the name of whatever, because you could slap any kind of name on it, and this is where the money's gone toward. And, it's interesting, because these two women, so far we haven't heard from them. Anita Hill, if you remember, because this has been now a long time, this was like 1991 when that happened, and she said, when she accused Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment, people told her not to worry because they would never remember her name. It would be forgotten. And then lo and behold, she was dragged out in front of everyone, and her name was definitely remembered, and she didn't want that to happen.
Yeah, and I would have to admit, I think Justice Thomas has done a good job in the court, you know, so it's been fair. So it's not like, he's had any other embarrassing moments that have, oh my gosh, And it's one thing when you got these Playboy presidents, getting into trouble, but could you imagine if we ever had a Supreme Court justice get thrown into some kind of, active justice get thrown into some kind of illegal scam of some sort or sexual harassment or something like that? My gosh. So that's something we haven't seen. Hopefully we don't ever see it. But, hey, I gotta tell you, it's one last thing real quick here. So I decided to come down to my best friend, his wife. They got seven little rascals, and every year she makes their costumes for Halloween, and I don't miss that. I mean, it's just, she doesn't believe in buying them out of the store, I figure seven kids at $20-$30 a costume, you can imagine how much that costs,
Sure.
I was like, heck, I'd rather just buy them $50 worth of candy and say, here, don't go trick-or-treating. But she put these little costumes on. So I went down there tonight and walked around with the kids for a while and everything, and then I got back, and I didn't know about this, and it's kind of funny because, I've known all these kids since they were born and, family, and they do a trading post after they call it come back. I was like, what's a trading post? And they go, oh, yeah, they trade candy.
You're kidding me.
I was like, what? So they got their own piles, and it's like a Reese's bar cup was worth two Tootsie Rolls. And
I love it. Oh, I would love to see that. With that many kids, what a hoot that would be. That's good that you went down there. That'd be fun to see that. And I bet her costumes are good. Homemade costumes are always better. Sorry, no offense to the stores. They're always better than the stores unless you're going to some vintage shop and you're spending some big bucks. But we did little trades, my brother and I, but it wasn't any kind of an exchange. And, of course, you're not talking about six kids, other kids from the neighborhood. But that's not a bad idea. Not a bad idea at all. We're not making this up. That's next.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to wisefoodstorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WISEFoodStorage.com. WISEFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We're heading to, we're not making this up, topping the list, Kim Kardashian makes millions off a wedding, and guess what she just filed for? How about the pizza guy who didn't like the competition, so he burned the other guy's place down? Duh, stupid. You like jail? And then the Madoffs now in the news, Ruth Madoff and her son Andrew speaking out. Why? We'll get to all of that. Ooh, I know you're on the edge of your seat. First, let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hey, you forgot about that dirty old man, Herman Cain.
I've been talking about Herman Cain. So you believe it. If it's out there, you say,
sure,
it must be true.
Well, they settled out of court and gave him a big bribe to, you know, try to get rid of it, so...
Well,
you're not guilty. Why would you bribe those women?
That's what's being reported. We'll see. Here's what I would say. Not that I'm defending it if it's sexual harassment, but I worked in two situations where two guys I knew got sexual harassment charges filed against them. They were fired, and guess what? They weren't guilty. It was like a snowball falling out of control because the company was afraid that there were going to be lawsuits filed, so they just wanted to get rid of those guys. And it wasn't true, and they were fired, and then it was way too late, and their career was already, they just destroyed the career. And another time, similar situation, somebody that sounded like, ooh, I can't, how could this, he was a married man, how could this have happened? And the same thing, it wasn't true, but because they were afraid of getting sued, they let him go. And the accusations and all that were all false. So, of course, here's what happened. The guy went after the company and said, this is ridiculous. Now, like I said, he could have totally harassed them, done whatever, I don't know. But the thing that is odd is the payoff thing. Why are you paying them off then? Let them come after you. But companies are weird about that. And this was a lobbying group. They just wanted to make the money. They wanted to push the restaurant biz. They had all these other employees. So it could have been, did they know that Herman Cain was going to run for president and it would look bad on him? I don't know. Or is it just flat out that he's guilty? I'm not sure. I don't know. I want to hear the real story. I want to hear the whole thing.
Well, I think he's guilty because, like you said, he tried to bribe those women to keep quiet or get rid of them. So that's something to hide.
Yeah. We'll see, because if you know what? Now how things are, if he has something to hide, I think Rickett comes out. It's just like Congressman Wiener, the ex-congressman from New York, trying to make up a bunch of baloney. And, of course, immediately those women come through and they've got pictures and it's blown up worse. Think of the governor of South Carolina, same thing. I mean, now it's much harder to hide. If there's something there, it's going to come out.
Yeah, and John Edwards, he tried to hide.
Yes.
It come out, so.
Yeah, National Enquirer broke that story. Remember, they were following him around, followed him to New York, and caught him in a hotel with the woman that he's with now and the baby girl. And then they try to make up a whole ridiculous story about it being his campaign guy and that it was his fault. Well, we'll see.
I think there's something to it. Cause, I can't see Mitt Romney's organization digging up their thing true, so they got the goods on him.
You don't think so? You don't think Mitt Romney's people would stoop low enough to get as much dirt as they can to try to get somebody knock him down so he gets the nomination?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Herman Cain's stealing his thunder.
Right. And see, that's the thing. I mean, people who think that this is not the world of politics, here's the thing. They don't tell the guy. They don't, if I'm the person you're trying to get elected and you're the people trying to help me and I'm paying you, my political action committee is, I don't want to know the details. You're not going to tell me the details, but you got somebody on your payroll that's trying to dig up dirt. That's just how it is.
Yeah. That Mormons, that's one of the wealthiest cults there is. Cause they own a lot of real estate and all that. They're one of the biggest organizations there is. So they got the money to do it. So, like I said, he's still in Mitt Romney's thunder, so they got to do something.
All right, so we'll see. So you say you believe it, though. So we got one vote for it's going to – you think it's going to stick?
I think so, because – Republicans don't want him in there anyway.
Yeah. All right. So Rick says it's going to stick. Rick, thanks for the call. What do you say, the rest of you in America listening? Rick says, hey, it's going to stick. 800-259-5791, because that's the key. Sometimes things disappear. Sometimes they stick. Here's one that definitely stuck. This is our first edition of We're Not Making This Up, I Swear. Kim Kardashian, they have the TV show on E! Entertainment, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, ridiculous. So now she's getting divorced. It hasn't even been 90 days. How many millions of dollars did this woman make on her wedding? Because everything was sponsored. The ad rate E! Got for her wedding was $100,000 for the wedding event, right? And normally they would get $5,000, I guess, for a spot. And beyond that, everything that she had, the rings, etc., all of that came someplace else. I mean, there's all kinds of tie-ins. She had a $20,000 Vera Wang gown. She wore three of them. The ring was a $2 million ring. Name it, whatever it was, someone else was popping for it. It was a lot of money. Even People Magazine paid a crazy amount of money for the pictures, the exclusive of the wedding. I think it was like $2.5 million, something like that. And I read a story where they said, well, what about the sponsors? Don't they get screwed in this whole thing? Are you kidding me? All the publicity they get from it? Now, again, they initially got the publicity. So many people watched it or looked at the pictures or whatever. So they broke it down, the thing that I read, to how much she could have raked in. And you know what the figure is? $17.9 million. I'm not kidding. For all this stuff, just under $250,000 a day and over $10,000 an hour for a 72-day marriage. Ridiculous. And I'm not making that up. That's what it is. Matt Johnson, our producer extraordinaire, ran into the Kardashian woman and her husband, her short-term husband, one time in Minneapolis. Didn't you say it was crazy they had a whole entourage with them?
It was quite nuts. I was already in a bar that they were going into, and all of a sudden there was a huge commotion outside, tons of lights and cameras, and like a security escort, and just tons of people associated with the TV show. I mean, it was literally a horde of about 40 people who were just surrounding two people as they were walking in. I was already annoyed that I was at the bar in the first place because it wasn't a bar I typically go to. And then they came in and then just proceeded to get crazy. And I left probably about 5 minutes after they walked by me on the stairs. So she's super short, by the way.
Like, she is.
Ridiculously short.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Oh, yeah. You could bounce her on your knee. Yeah, she's short. Absolutely. But she's not short of cash. One place you wouldn't catch Kim Kardashian, I'm sure, to save her life, is Domino's Pizza. What happened to this guy? A manager, two managers of a Domino's Pizza restaurant in Lake City, Florida, decided they were going to burn down a rival pizza place, a Papa John's. So that they figured they could get their competitor out of the way and then more pizza people would come to the restaurant. So this happened a couple of weeks ago, and the Papa John's was gutted in the fire. It was, I mean, boom, it was toast. And these are kids. I say kids, but Sean Davidson was 23 and Brian Sullivan, 22. So now what do they face? They're booked on arson charges and they're in jail. What? I mean, give me a break. They're looking for what it was that ignited the fire, what they call the ignition device. They'll find it. But the men claimed that they made but didn't start the fire. Uh-huh. That's taking pizza supremacy to a whole new level. And we're not making this up either. Ruth Madoff, you think that she really wouldn't want anything to do with the spotlight, but Ruth Madoff and her son Andrew Madoff decided that they would grant some interviews. And, of course, Bernie Madoff, the worst Ponzi scheme in American history, he's in jail for the rest of his life, and so many people lost their life savings. So the Madoffs talked about a couple of different things. Ruth Madoff, pretty much now all in hiding at this point, just trying to lay low. When she was talking to a couple of different people, because now they've been on a couple of different shows, she said she never thought of leaving her husband. Her son said what happened was unforgivable. Take a listen.
I never thought of leaving. I don't know why I didn't. I just knew this man for so long, whom I loved for so many years. I didn't know what else to do but stay there.
What he did to me, to my brother, and to my family is unforgivable. What he did to thousands of other people, destroyed their lives, I'll never understand it, and I'll never forgive him for it, and I'll never speak to him again.
You know, the question is, and afterwards, the other Madoff son killed himself. He couldn't stand it. He couldn't take it. The stares, the papers, the headlines, everyone thinking that he and Andrew knew something about it. So he kills himself over a year ago, and they had to deal with that. The father's in prison, and do you think, and see, this is the thing, this goes back to the perception thing, do you think they knew, and we're not making this part up, do you think they knew what was really going on there? I'll tell you, she was pretty deadpan looking at the camera like, no way. And the same thing with him. He looked like he was pretty tore up. I'm going to say, I believe that they didn't know what was happening. You might not feel the same way. 800-259-5791.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Of the hour here on America Tonight. There's kind of a little theme here about what sticks and what doesn't stick to you. In the case of Herman Cain, will these charges of sexual harassment hang around, stick to him, and ultimately pull him down when it comes to the caucuses and the primaries and, of course, the polls? Now, there's still at least a couple of months of that left heading into all, and there will be all the way along, but once you jump into the caucuses in January, it's boom, 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 all those primaries, what all the way down the line, it'll be crazy, and that's going to count, what happens there and how the people vote in some of the big states and whatnot. At that point, is this all done? And Herman Cain has a lot of support still. That support has not waned yet, I don't think. It's maybe rocked a little bit, but I don't think it's waned. If something else comes out or somebody comes forward and they have a very credible story and they tell the story, then that could be a whole different ballgame. Or maybe it's just that most people haven't caught up with this story yet, because it is ultimately about that, the caucuses and the primaries and the people. Here's where the people play a part in it. Does he go in the opposite direction in the polls? And here's what you have to ask yourself anyway. If, forget all this aside for a second. Any of the candidates, whether it's Mitt Romney, I don't believe Mormonism is a cult, but which was what Rick in Illinois said. Regardless, there is definitely power and money with Mormon folks. Of course there is. Look at Salt Lake City and look at all the companies that have been started by Mormons where they have been very, very successful and made a ton of money. It's the same with any campaign. Mormon, Baptist, atheist would be tougher, agnostic, we'll say, across the board, whoever, just the person themselves running, you can never forget this. The dirty pool might happen behind the scenes, but that's it. They try to make it happen behind the scenes so that it doesn't touch the person who's running. They're just getting it done, finding out what they can about the opponents. And if you think about it, you know, we call it dirty pool or negative or mudslinging or whatever. But in a sense, that's what people do when they size up their competition. They're trying to figure out what the weak spots are. So has Herman Cain hit a weak spot that's going to stick to him? Or is it allegations that'll fall flat because they were filed? I said the example, I mean, flat out, I was in two different companies where men falsely got accused of it and lost jobs, and it was very scary to see that. And the real reason was, is something got out of control and was exaggerated, but the people in charge, in a very corporate atmosphere, did not want to take the risk that there would be a problem and it would come back on them, that there would be some kind of a suit and they would get fired, or they would look like they couldn't, as a GM, couldn't handle their people. And before you know it, the little spark became a huge fire and poof, they were gone. So that's in my own life. I've seen that happen twice. But on the other hand, I'm sure there are plenty of people who have dealt with ridiculous nonsense they should not have had to deal with. And whoever it was on the other end, I'll say, got away with it. Somehow they got away with it. It's too bad. In this case, we don't know. Is there a real skeleton dancing around in the closet, a couple of them, or is it just nonsense? The defenders, I mentioned Rush Limbaugh, said this is crazy. It's just gutter politics. Trump said it's unfair. Sean Hannity on his show was talking about it's wrong, the stuff that has come out here, because it's pretty much malpractice since there's nobody to stick the quotes to. In other words, it's anonymous, anonymous, anonymous. And that's part of the problem of how journalism is today. People calling people out on blogs all over the place and chatting, and they're anonymous. In this case, Politico does put together some reputable stuff, and they say that they found the information and that's what they're releasing, but the story doesn't have details about the victims or the actions that happened. What did he do? What happened? So what was it? What did he do to these women? What was it that happened that they would be paid off? That is a little, to me, that is definitely a red flag. Because if you're going to have a feeding frenzy and there is blood in the water, okay, then you're swimming toward it. But we don't have any details. We don't know who the people are. We don't have any of the other stuff around it. They're accusations. It's like being blindsided. So calling it journalistic malpractice is interesting, because there's a lot of that that happens. There's a lot of that that happens. So does it stick to them? Will it stick to them, or does it fade away? Ultimately, that's the question. Does it stick, or does it go away? Halloween has come and gone, and I feel compelled to throw in this story because I think it's so sad. You know, you go to these haunted houses that have gotten bigger, badder, more expensive, and just off the charts. They hire a lot of people. It's not like certainly not like when I was a kid. You went in, you got in one of these little cars and they rode you around and people popped out at you, or maybe you walked in and the fire was going around and it looked like you were upside down. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, I hate that. Makes you dizzy. And there'd be, I don't know, spider webs. You feel like it was on your head and stuff. But it was not to the level it is now. And everybody's competing to have the biggest haunted house. In fact, we had somebody on a couple of weeks ago talking about a haunted house in Texas that made the Guinness Book of World Records. And this haunted house in St. Louis, he mentioned it. It's called Creepy World, and it's huge, huge, a big attraction. And there was a 17-year-old girl who is now in critical condition because it was an accident, a weird, strange thing. She got tangled in a noose. Apparently, she had a noose around her neck, and she was on a bathtub, and it was what she was doing to scare people. And people that went by, walked by her while she was strangling, being strangled accidentally by this noose, they thought she was a very scary prop. She was an actress. So then she finally was discovered by someone who was checking on the employees at, you know, 8:30 on Halloween Eve and found her in that condition. The bathtub was there. It looked like she stood up on the sides of the bathtub and accidentally her feet slipped, and that was it. So the people that own this Creepy World are, of course, more than concerned, and you have 100 people that work there, and the idea is do what you can to scare people. But standing on the edge of a bathtub, the noose, whew, and then you got a figure supporting the weight. Wow. I mean, the people thought that she was dead, and luckily they found her, pulled her out of that. But what an accident. I mean, this is crazy. And you would have to think that they're concerned on the safety side of things. And that's why they had that check. And people that went by just missed it because they're not thinking that. They're thinking they're being scared, and they're probably just trying to get through there. But what a terrible thing to happen on a Halloween to this kid who was just trying to do the part. And we don't know how she ended up in that state, but seems odd, and it's going to be, I think, tough for that place in St. Louis, because hopefully she's in critical condition. Hopefully she makes it out of that. If not, boy, they're going to deal with, I think, all kinds of problems. Who knows? Maybe even a lawsuit or two. In the spirit of sticking or not sticking, one of my favorite quotes is this from W.C. Fields, who said, "Hell, I never vote for anyone. I always vote against everything."
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?